problem with customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you? Thank you for calling customer
support. Hello, can you hear me?
Thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you?
Hello?
Yes, thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you?
I cannot hear you. Can you speak
thank
up,
you. Thank you for calling customer support. How may I help you?
Hi there. This is Will. I'm calling from Green Dot Bank Dispute Department.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this call is recorded for quality and training purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a cardholder here who's disputing a charge against your company. And I would need your assistance to validate if the charge is valid.
Okay. What is the customer's zip code, sir?
All right. The zip code of the customer is, let me check. It's going to be 84074.
The customer's name?
Marcy Mountier.
Okay, gotta locate her. What's the let's do Marcie.
Marcie, yep. And then last name Mountier. MOU. N as in November, T as in Tango, E as in Echo, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo.
Okay, MOUNT. The spelling of the last name.
And
please.
Then D. You are correct. MOUNT and then double E. And then R as in Romeo.
Okay. Okay. So will you verify her address for me, please?
Okay. Customer's address would be 585 North Main Street. And that's in apartment 10, Tuwell, Utah, 84074.
That's not the address I have. Would it be a different address?
What address are you looking at? Is that the billing address or?
I just need you to verify an address for me, please, for that customer. And the one you gave
me
is not.
That's the address that I have here on her account with us. But I have other information such as email, phone
What's
number.
The email? What's the email?
What else could you use?
Email.
It's going to be Marcy Zaley. At gmail.com.
Okay. And give me your...
M-A-R-C-I.
Mm-hmm. I got that, sir. What's the phone number?
801-702-3826.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so how may I help you?
So a customer is disputing a charge against your company.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually... $56.95, and that was posted on her account on May 10th, 2022.
Mm-hmm. Which, that is correct. However, which it was a valid charge based on the fact that she agreed to $7.95 shipping and handling, and then, of course, trial period ended in 48 hours, which picked up to $56.95. However, though, sir, she has been fully refunded back from us on $56.95. She's been fully refunded back on $7.95.
$56.95. When was that?
That was refunded on 5/11 at 3:05 p.m. 5/11, $56.95 refunded. So she called yesterday, and we
let me go ahead and check if that is posted on the account. Actually, what's posted on the account is the $795 for the shipping.
And that is correct.
$695.
That is correct as well. Mm-hmm. The $795 is a refunded amount. Let me see, when did it go back though? If it's a delay in the $56.95. So the hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, waiting on my computer to. Okay, so the $795 was refunded on the 10th, so it's a day behind. So the 10th, the $795 was refunded. The 11th, the $56.95 was refunded. So they both have been refunded. She probably just don't, you don't see the $56.95 yet, or you might see it now if you check it.
Okay.
But yeah, we have refunded it on this end.
I understand. Okay. So it's probably not posting on the account yet. So it might take some time. I understand where you're coming from. So customer agreed to this charge, basically. It's for a subscription, and they failed to cancel it after the free trial, right?
Correct.
That's what you said.
Pretty much. She got an
the name,
offer. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The name of the customer, Marcy Mountier, is showing on your system, right?
Correct.
And the email and the phone number, you got that too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to take note of that. So we're just going to wait for the refund. And then if the refund did post, we're not going to continue with the dispute. But if it did not post, we'll probably call you back tomorrow.
And that's not, well, I mean, it's going to post because I'm looking at it. The, it was a day different. So the $795 was done on the 10th, and the $56.95,
okay.
It shows here that it was refunded back on the 11th. Now, let me look at the time to see if the dates changed because she called two different times, or did the time slot change? Hold
okay.
on.
Okay.
So on the $56.95, she called in at, no. So she didn't call till the 11th at 3:05 p.m. She was refunded $56.95. All right. That was on the 11th at 3:05. Now, for the $795,
okay.
the $795, that was done on the 10th at, hold on.
Okay. I see that. That's been refunded.
Yeah. So that was done on the 10th. So the one that's done on the 11th, you should see it the next day or so. Because the one done on the 10th, and you, well, I'm not sure about the next day or so, but because the day, well, yeah, because the day is the 12th. So if it was done on the 10th and it's showing already, so
got
the
it.
One done on the 11th should be showing soon as well.
I see. Okay. So there's probably a delay on there. But so, yeah, I got that information from you. I'm going to take note of that in the system, and we're just going to wait for the credit to post. All right.
Right.
So, all right. Well, thank you for your help. What was your name again? Sorry.
Bernadette.
Okay. Thank you for your help, Bernadette. I really do appreciate it. Have a great day, all right?
Likewise. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer
Bye-bye.
Support. Mm-hmm.